Page 9. Listening. Exercises 4A, 4B, and 4C.
Hello, everyone. I'm personal trainer Lisa Carson. Welcome to today's edition of my podcast, You Can Too. Today, I want to talk to you about the value of 30-day challenges. So what is a 30-day challenge, and why should you consider doing one? A 30-day challenge is all about trying something new and different, and yes, doing it every day for 30 days. Your challenge may add fun or adventure to your life. It may be a way for you to learn a new skill, or you might use your challenge to work on breaking a bad habit. If there's something that you've been thinking about doing, but for one reason or another you've put it off, a 30-day challenge will help you take the plunge. The basic concept is straightforward enough. Choose an activity that you want to do. Then create a 30-day plan and get started. Focus on one small change at a time, and you'll see positive results. What's the motivation for taking these challenges? For some, it's the satisfaction of setting goals and achieving them, or excitement of having variety in their everyday routine. For others, a 30-day challenge can be the first step toward a lifestyle change without the pressure of a lifetime commitment. The beauty of 30-day challenges is that they last for 30 days. They work because they're doable. They focus on specific manageable tasks, and most people are willing to experiment with just about anything for 30 days because the end is always in sight. When they successfully complete a challenge and see positive results, they build momentum, and they'll continue with additional challenges. 30-day challenges often focus on health and fitness-related goals, like giving up caffeine or fast food, riding a bike to work, taking an early morning walk, or working out for 15 minutes daily. And for the more ambitious, the challenge might involve increasing the length of a workout from 15 to 30 to 45 to 60 minutes during the 30-day period, or raising the bar on the difficulty level of the exercises themselves. Other challenges might relate to hobbies or social activities. One popular challenge involves reading for pleasure 20 minutes each day. Imagine sitting quietly as you read a novel rather than going through your email or reading a textbook. My current challenge involves keeping a gratitude journal. For 10 minutes each day, I write about one thing in my life that I'm thankful for. This simple act helps me to maintain a positive attitude, especially when things aren't going my way. So, are you ready for your own 30-day challenge? Here are a few tips to keep in mind before you start. Define your goal. Choose a challenge that's meaningful to you. Have a plan. Start small. Focus on one specific challenge at a time, even if you have a larger end goal in mind. Prepare. Collect any necessary clothing and equipment. Set aside time for your daily challenge. Remove temptations. For example, put your coffee pot away if you're going to live caffeine-free for 30 days. Remain positive. Some of your 30 days will be harder than others. If you have a setback one day, stay positive and resume the challenge the next day. Keep going. Don't think of your 30-day challenge as one and done. As you come to the end of a challenge, keep the momentum going. Make time to map out what you're going to do next. Thanks for listening. As always, I'd love to hear from you. Please share your 30-day challenge experiences at YouCanTooPod.